It's Wednesday, October 16th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Almo Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest growing professional audiovisual distributor.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 166. I'm joined by Jason Knott, Bryce Nordstrom, and Tom Devine talking about Hyversense's smart climate control solution. Tom Devine starts off talking about the potential applications of this solution in both commercial and residential.
It's the answer to the question that every employee has ever complained about in an office and every person that has ever lived, like you said, with multiple people. But is it too good to be true, right? I mean, is this thing going to be work as well as we would want it to? Or like Bryce said, are your units going to be running all the time now because you're concentrating on one or two rooms above other rooms? If it is just like what I have learned through that article and checking out their website, I mean, this is like a dream come true, right? It just seems like I definitely would want to be in an environment and see this sucker work because if it works like it says it works, then I think this thing has beyond legs. I mean, these guys are going to be very, very successful, and we'll see a lot of companies coming out with trying to be copycats of this if this is the way. Like Bryce said, a single unit system, that is the market to go after, right? Because, I mean, right, millions and millions and millions of homes have a single unit system. And if you're successful there, I'm sure that they would have the capital to go after software engineers to work with a 2P system or 2 or 3 unit system for different levels and, expand all the way up to commercial units or whatever else. I would definitely say it has legs, and I think it's a great idea. I think it's a solution for a problem that people have had since the beginning of air conditioning.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
Tim, there was a previous company called EcoVent that was out probably 2 years ago with a similar concept. And I know Bob Fields, who's working with Hyversense, actually worked with EcoVent also. And I think they've learned the lessons that EcoVent made in terms of their channel strategy was a lot of the failings as to why that company, which was venture capital funded, didn't make it. So I'm also optimistic about this. I live in a house that's built in 1875, where if the thermostat says it's 70, the only place it's 70 is standing right in front of that thermostat. I can tell you.
Well, wellness is a huge topic right now across the industry, across our industry. Wellness is something that, lighting control and being able to control the light temperature and what type of light you are exposed to throughout the day. And HVAC is a big, air conditioning, heating, it's a big portion of that. Staying comfortable and not having wild temperature swings can have a lot to do with wellness as well. So I think it's a great topic. It's, the more and more we're connected to devices and sitting in front of computers all day in our homes, the more comfortable the climate has to be to be able to not be, in a place of stress when you're working from home or when you're sitting in front of a computer. So it's an interesting topic. I'm interested to see where it goes.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.